You that desire for to be enriched, who by a new fashion have long been made poor, by them who perhaps have hedged and ditched, or begged a meal's meat at your father's door, come listen a while, and I shall you tell. I dreamed last night that all would be well. Then come amain, you that would fain see England now in her glory again. I dreamed likewise all men would be willing the king once more should govern and reign, love one another and give over killing, and people enjoy their freedom again, the soldier return to his former life, the kingdom quiet and free from all strife. Then come amain, you that would fain see England now in her glory again. I dreamed that conscience was now returned, and all things in matters of state was well. I dreamed that men at disloyalty spurned, and there was none that would rebel. Now when I awaked, I wished it were so, that so we might have some end of our woe. Then come amain, you that would fain see England now in her glory again. I dreamed there was no need of committee, promoters, or messengers of state, but such who of poor men will take pity, who have been made unfortunate. I marry, sir, that would be gallant indeed, if from our troubles we thus were freed. Then come amain, you that would fain see England now in her glory again. I dreamed there was no need of excisemen, the war being done and the soldier paid. I dreamed all men in the land were wise men, and Charles our noble king obeyed. I wished it were so when I did awake, then unto the people I thus spake. Come, come, amain, you that would fain see England now in her glory again. I dreamed that peace and pity came handed, ushered in by a happy fate, after the army was disbanded, a little before it was too late. Methought it was a happy sight to see each man enjoy his right. Then come amain, you that would fain see England now in her glory again.